Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, my goodness. It's comfy. I mean, weather-wise, not bad at all. We came through the rain. All is right with the world. And tomorrow, maybe the end of the world, right? Listen, come Wednesday morning, regardless of the results, just so everybody's clear, unless you've heard otherwise, the sun's still going to come up. Most of us will still be getting up and going to work or going to our place of business, thinking about dinner, and moving on with life. Now, whether that life is relatively easy and comfortable, or if there's going to be some hiccups along the way, that's what we're going to decide tomorrow. Here's what I can tell you, and I know there's been a lot of hyperbole and a lot of huffing and puffing from everybody, so let me just share with you a few things that I have been able to glean. You know, yesterday here in Hanover County, we had a lovely rally on behalf of the candidates, very nicely attended. I thought a nice turnout, good turnout over at the courthouse. Barack Obama came to, where did he come? To Norfolk, right? And they got a couple of thousand people out there, so that's great. I don't know how many of those folks came for Abigail Spamberger as opposed to coming for Barack Obama, but whatever it is, it is. I'm not pounding my head against the wall in either direction. I can tell you this. According to Governor Youngkin, the Republican ticket in general, Winsome Sears in particular, is probably down about 200,000 votes as a result of early voting. Okay. Now that's a lot of votes. I know exactly what you're saying. That's true. It is a lot of votes. However, we have millions of voters, and the enthusiasm for Abigail Spamberger has not been particularly impressive. The reason that Obama was brought to town was because Spamberger is not particularly attractive to and not gaining the support that was scheduled, if you will, or expected from the black community. Winsome Sears is getting about 20% of the vote. Now, that may or may not seem like a big deal. It is a big deal because traditionally in Virginia, Democrats have attracted 95% upwards of the black vote. The fact that Abigail Spamberger is underperforming in black communities is what it is, and it is a cause of concern for Democrats. That's why they brought in Obama. The enthusiasm and the passion is not there for Spamberger, and part of the reason was you just heard her speaking. It sounds like paint drying. She's not a very good speaker. Her views are not overly impressive or friendly to most sectors of Virginia. However, she does have a couple of things going for her. Thing number one, she's not Donald Trump. Thing number two, she hates Donald Trump. Thing number three, take a look at things number one and two. That's what's driving the voting for Spamberger. So if you do the numbers, you know I'm not a numbers guy and I'm not pretending to be a numbers guy, but I do have folks I know who are numbers folks. I was going to say guys, but many of the numbers guys are actually gals, so they're numbers people, I guess. If Republicans are able to get about a 55-45 split on Election Day, Republicans will find themselves in a successful situation. Seriously. Is it possible? I think it's eminently possible. Is it expected? I don't know. You know me. I do not do predictions. Never have. A couple of other things I should tell you about. The suburban vote up around D.C., Arlington, Fairfax, Alexandria, is actually down from the voting back in 2021. What does that say? Well, once again, there's not any real enthusiasm, nor has there ever really been enthusiasm for Abigail Spanberger or Ghazala Hashmi or Jay Jones. There just hasn't been. So that vote is down 3%. Well, that may or may not be a big deal until you start thinking about the reliable votes that come out of places like Fairfax and Alexandria and Arlington. That's a lot. Down into Prince William, Loudoun. Half of the Democrat early voters a year ago, right back in 2024, only half of them have cast early ballots in Norfolk, which explains why Barack Obama was brought to Norfolk. Once again, to try and generate some sort of support. Is he going to be able to generate enthusiasm? No. No. And the reason you can't generate enthusiasm is because none of the candidates on the Democrat Party side are particularly themselves enthusiastic about anything. And the message they are presenting is the one that they can sort of hang their hat on, and that is, we hate Trump. And that does resonate with a lot of people. It absolutely does. But this is not a foregone conclusion. Not by a long shot. The question's going to be, will Republicans this year, as Republicans traditionally have done since this entire concept of early voting was instituted, will Republicans once again simply show up to vote on Election Day? There's been such a push to convince Republicans to take part in and embrace this concept of early voting. And if memory serves, I think each of the candidates, right, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, John Reed, and Attorney General Jason Meares have told us they have voted early. Governor Glenn Youngkin has told people go and vote early. Well, what if folks listened to that and said, that's not really for me. I'm still going to vote on Election Day. I got news for you. That's a lot of Republicans. I would say that's the bulk of Republicans. That's most Republicans feel that way. I've been at any number of events where the candidate has said, vote early. Was at an event a while ago? 6 weeks ago, maybe? I was right after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. With David Owen, great state delegate out of Western Henrico. And he was telling everybody in attendance, hey, make sure you vote early, vote early, vote early. I don't know how many people did. I continue to believe, and this is not exactly a scientific analysis on my part. It's strictly anecdotal, but I would dare say the vast majority of Republicans do wait for Election Day, which means there is a huge opportunity here for Republicans to be successful. Poll numbers, it all depends on which poll you're going to take a look at. You want to take a look at Trafalgar, an insider advantage. Those are the ones that came out not too long ago. That has a 4-point lead for Spanberger over Lieutenant Governor Sears. Remember, we have just shy of 6 million registered voters. So to go into the election down by 200,000, that is not an impossible number. whatsoever. But it does mean that Republicans are going to have to go out and vote tomorrow. If you don't, well, then Wednesday morning, you are going to wake up to almost assuredly a Governor Spamberger, Governor-elect Spamberger, and the two races down ballot will take on even more importance. We'll be talking with a couple of those folks. John Reed's going to be here at 3:35, Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and I'm just pointing out for the record, a very, very dear friend. Absolutely love John. And he has run, in my humble opinion, and my humble opinion is right, he has run one hell of a race. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and we've got an election tomorrow. Yeah, early voting, I guess. Wrapped up, right? It's done. Now we have real voting. Of course, real voting. It's all real voting, but you know what I mean. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804 1140. Jeff, the fake news has bombarded us with fake polls to suppress game day vote. Well, yeah, that is absolutely true. Which is why I tell you over and over and over and over again, and I know it sounds like I'm lecturing, and that's probably because I'm lecturing, don't pay attention to all of the polls. You have somebody who you support? Fantastic. Go out, vote for them. You really support them? Donate some money, volunteer some time, put up some signs, whatever it is. I don't pay a huge amount of attention to polls. The only time I'm looking at them, I guess today, I'm sharing some of it with you, just because other people whose opinions I trust, including Governor Youngkin, have analyzed things, and they're saying, hey, here's what we know, and there you have it. All right. Let's see, 804. Jeff, a strong Southwest turnout will win this whole thing for Sears. You're absolutely correct. If Southwest Virginia, which finds the social policies of Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones to be absolutely repulsive and abhorrent, if they get out and vote, then you will see a Republican victory. No question about it. Do they have the population to do that? The answer is yes. They absolutely do. Let me... To Jeff, 434. Jeff, I texted last week about having 6 children and 1 on the way. Out of those 6 children, 4 of them are girls. We just found out this next child is a girl, and I am praying that Democrats do not win. Dave says, Jeff, with what you're reporting about down numbers, that leaves one question for those in Henrico. Will the Commissioner of Elections for Henrico County find another thumb drive with Democrat votes for Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones? Well, you know, Dave, it's always interesting, isn't it? Why is it that Fairfax and Prince William are always the last ones to bring their votes in? And shockingly, their numbers are always, it seems, just exactly what was needed for Democrats to win. Yeah, it's, I don't know. And then there was the whole thing in Henrico. I know it was the, remember with Nick Freitas? So I don't know, Dave. All I know, and I've said it before, I will continue to say it, is it's an important election. And if it's not important to you, okay, well, then don't vote. But I have to think that there are so many issues at stake, there's so many things in play, that it ought to be important. It is so important that tomorrow night we will have special election coverage. I'm very happy to say that. Thanks to Pearson Signature Dealerships. I'll be on from 7 till 9. Rich Herrera from Richmond's Morning News and Charles Pyle, our highly esteemed news director, they will be joining me. 7 to 9 is what we're looking for. If we have to go longer, we'll go longer. If it's pretty clear right out of the gate, then it'll be a short night. You know, whatever it is. But starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow, we will have our special live coverage. And I have reached out to some friends around the country to join us with some of their perspective. We've got other folks a little bit closer to home who are going to be jumping on. And it'll be an interesting night. What happens after that? Well, if things go with Sears, Reed, and Meara's, I would imagine that most of us will be quite happy. And that the Commonwealth will continue with the great thing that we've had going for the last 4 years with Governor Youngkin. If it goes in a different direction, well, there are a couple of things that are going to happen. Businesses, which already have plans in place to leave if there is a left-wing takeover, will in fact, metaphorically, pull the trigger and set those plans in motion. And they will begin to leave. And large part of what Governor Youngkin has been able to accomplish for the last 4 years will slowly but surely be dismantled. I think that's sad. What will the rest of us do? Do we pick up stakes and go? No, some of us will. And some of us will say, no, I'm going to stick around and fight it out. And you know what a lot of us are going to do? And I think I might be in this category, although I'm not entirely sure. A lot of us must just say, well, that's it. I'm kind of done with politics. It's almost another victory for the opposition. John Reed joins us at 3:35. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday. Yep, that's what it is. And it is the day before Election Day. We're going to talk more about that. I do have to tell you that we are getting reports as we speak of an active shooter situation outside of the library, or a library, at UVA. So Rob Chadwick, friend of mine, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up tactical training at Quantico for the Bureau, is going to be with us in a bit. Germ, I just was texting with Rob, so you can go ahead and get him locked in, and we will chat with him and try and figure out exactly what's going on. All right. We've got John Reed, who is joining us. It is always a pleasure to have my friend John Reed with us. This is the wrap up, man. John gave up his job hosting Richmond's Morning News because he loves the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I'm just so full of admiration and gratitude to John for doing that. And just happy to check in today and see how it's going. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I just got off the plane down in Virginia Beach. We flew in from Roanoke. We're trying to, you know, get to all the different regions of the state in the last 48 hours. And I'm hearing the same news you are about the possibility that there's an active shooter at UVA. So the old reporter in me kicks in, you know, don't say anything until you really know what's going on. But I don't think it would be right not to emphasize that whatever the details are, this is why we have to have leaders who are not going to indulge the violence anymore. You know, the criminals, the talk about seeking revenge or vengeance against political people. I mean, I think it comes from the top. And you know, when the stuff was happening in Richmond in 2020, you and I both were saying, we may not agree on stuff, but let's stop the violence. And that's one reason. It's probably the real reason that I finally left the job and decided to campaign. I just think Virginia is a better place than the behavior that we've seen from some of our political leaders. And I'd like to restore some basic sense of decency. We can argue, but let's stop acting like criminals are okay. And let's stop talking about hurting each other.
Absolutely. Boy, it has been such a bizarre campaign in this regard, John. We have folks on the Democrat Party side who seemingly have embraced violence, standing with those who advocate violence. I mean, my gosh, they have an attorney general nominee who fantasizes about putting bullets into the head of opponents and thinking that my children should die in my arms, so I change my political point of view. And they just don't seem to see anything wrong with that. We have the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I mean, for you, it was very personal, John. You and I have chatted about this. I have, through the years, suggested that you get your concealed carry permit and make a visit or 10 to New American Arms. And here you are on the campaign trail. Some days you're wearing a bulletproof vest. This is a campaign like no other.
Yeah. You know, last night we were in Hanover, huge crowd in Hanover, and they turned to me right before I went out on the stage and said, did you put your vest on? Because we were outside. And I said, well, no, I didn't bring it today. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is crazy that we're living in this type of society. And really, the only way to stop it is for us to all agree we're not going to tolerate the violence anymore. Remember in the 80s, Jeff, where it was Al Gore. I mean, oddly enough, it was a Democrat who was talking about let's not have violence in entertainment and movies and television, and everybody skewered him. Now look where we are in 2025, where you hear these types of reports of school shootings on a regular basis. And, of course, the Democrat response is let's take the guns away from everybody, which leaves you and me and, you know, other people vulnerable to the bad guys. I'm talking about stopping the bad guys because they generally have revealed themselves in some way. And if that means we got to redouble our efforts to deal with mental health care, then let's do that. You know, again, I don't know what's happened at UVA. We'll wait and see. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it is worrisome. And I think the fact that I'm running for lieutenant governor, having to worry about wearing a bulletproof vest is that should shock everybody too, that we've reached that place. That was not the way it was in Virginia years ago.
You're absolutely right, John. I do want to share here is the very latest that we have from UVA police. The UVA emergency alert. Police are now on the scene at Shannon Library. They're continuing to investigate. Academic buildings on grounds are now going to an access control only status, but it is ended by saying run, hide, fight. And then there is an update that at this time there is no evidence of an attacker. So that is good to hear. They're continuing to investigate, but at this point, no evidence of an attack taking place at UBA. So I'm
okay. Well, that's
very,
good.
Very happy.
I hope that's correct. Yeah,
I do as well. You have been barnstorming the state. My goodness, here in Hanover, great crowd. I don't tell anybody anymore where I'm going to be until I'm done being there. So
right.
You know what I mean? I mean, and it's terrible to be in that situation too, right? I mean, I used to love saying, hey, let's all get together. But you guys have been out there. Tell me a little bit about the enthusiasm level. And do you get the sense that tomorrow there's going to be that Republican surge, even though everybody was lecturing vote early, Republicans still like to vote on Election Day?
Yeah, I sure hope so. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm. We just did an event in Roanoke, great crowd, very enthusiastic, some new faces, people that I haven't seen before. You know, you always, as you get closer to Election Day, you want new people to be coming out, and that was the case today. And, of course, the press says, oh, Barack Obama was in town in Norfolk. Yeah, of course. I mean, look, when you bring a former president into town, people are going to come. I've worked for Ronald Reagan 4 years after he was in the White House. People come to see the former president, even people who don't like them. Mm-hmm. They want to get a picture with the former president because they're no longer making decisions that make people angry, you know.
Yes.
So it's a lot easier to justify seeing the Republican or the Democrat former president. I don't take that away from the Democrats, but don't pin your hopes on that changing the nature. I think Barack Obama campaigned for Terry McAuliffe 4 years ago, and you saw what happened there. So we just are working incredibly hard. I caught a cat nap, fortunately, in my own bed last night in Henrico, and it was up super early today to fly to Roanoke. And then we've got this big rally that I hope will be pretty significant here in Virginia Beach at Regent University. So, I'm trying to think. Oh, then we're up in Northern Virginia tomorrow, and then eventually we work our way back to the different places. I think Winsom is going to have her event, her election night event in Loudoun County, which is her home. Mm-hmm. Jason Miaris will have his event at Virginia Beach, which is his home. And I'm having my event where it all started at Atlas 42 in Innsbruck tomorrow night. So I'd love to pack the place, and your audience is my audience.
Yes.
If you want to come, you're welcome to come. I hope it's going to be – I pray it'll be an exciting night. I hope that the voters of Virginia will give me the opportunity to be lieutenant governor, but whatever happens, I need to thank all of the volunteers who have given up so much time and effort to allow me to pursue this. And that you cannot run, I don't even think, for House of Delegates anymore on your own. You've got to have people who will support you and you know, do work for you, and people have certainly rallied around me through some very difficult times. And whatever happens tomorrow, I'm going to be thanking folks for that.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that. I remind everybody, John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I think it's wonderful that the event is going to be at Atlas 42. Let's not kid ourselves. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, two of the finest human beings. That
they are.
Right? I mean, they're just great, yep, great people. And I think we all love Atlas 42. So I'm certainly looking forward to hearing more about that. And hopefully people will be attending that and helping you celebrate.
I think it could be. You know, did you see the poll this morning, Jeff, that showed me 2 points ahead? Now, I mean, I'm not taking anything for granted. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We had 7% undecided. I was 2 points ahead this morning, and it was down to 5% undecided. So if the undecideds are breaking for me, then I might win tomorrow night. We may pull off a really miraculous situation for all of the Republicans tomorrow. But folks have got to turn out. If you sit at home, it's not going to work. You got to turn out.
It is going to be turnout the key. Governor Youngkin, I know, has addressed this issue. Governor Youngkin saying that looking at the numbers that he has seen, it's probably 200,000 down for our team, for the GOP. But in a state with about 6 million voters, and the bulk of whom who have not cast a ballot, it is eminently winnable.
Yeah. I was in Southwest Virginia yesterday and last week. If the folks in Southwest are excited and turn out, we can win. It's just like the blueprint for Glenn Youngkin's victory last time. I mean, it helps that Glenn Youngkin had $20 million of his own money to help, you know, get get people out on the ground. I have done maybe 6 interviews already today. Wow. And you would be number 7 because I don't have that money. You know, I've got, everything has to be hard work. Everything has to be my willingness to talk to people. And guess what? Ghazala still not talking to the press. Mm-hmm. I think she did some sort of event in Chesterfield or Richmond today, right, with 30 people. You know, congratulations. That's great. Except you won't do a debate. You won't answer questions. And guess what, Jeff? Now she's crying Islamophobia because someone dared asked her about the money that's coming in from the same radicals who are funding Mamdani in New York. The radical Islamists and the socialists are together, and they're funding him in New York, and their second candidate is Ghazala Hashmi in Richmond, and she refuses to talk about it and then pretends like it's ugly to ask her questions. It's not ugly. Everybody else gets tough questions. Why is she somehow immune to that? I don't tolerate that. Don't try that with me.
Absolutely. John Reed joining us, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. You're right. This what's termed the Green-Red Alliance, and the one group that has, again, it's not your sense or my sense, it's just reading their website. These are our two anointed candidates, the favorite candidates, Zohran Mamdani and Ghazala Hashmi. And they have funneled a boatload of money. And that's one of the very interesting things. You're talking about having money or not having money. The Democrats have received tens of millions of dollars from outside of Virginia. And looking at the Republican side of things, number one, you guys have, at best, a fraction of that. And the money that, that the team GOP seems to be getting is coming from our fellow Virginians.
Oh, that's exactly right. When you look at the VPAP.org, Virginia Public Access Project, look at the money. People have been very good to me in Richmond. I think they're people who used to listen to my show and listen to you now. Some folks with a $100 check, a $25 check, a few folks who were, you know, doing well, who've given me 10, 20 grand at a pop, which to me, that's an unbelievable amount of money to donate to a political campaign. I wish I lived in that world, but I don't. But when you look at Ghazala Hashmi and the Democrats, I mean, she got $1.3 million from the Democrat Lieutenant Governors Association, those crazies up in Charlottesville, the Clean Virginia people who are anything but. Who are trying to buy every office in the state. I mean, they really deserve some scrutiny and some, you know, shout downs because they are using their money to purchase the positions all across the state, and it's grotesque. And the bad thing is everything they believe in is bad for Virginia. I mean, they're funneling money towards projects that are really destroying the economy of the state. So I don't know why everybody's putting up with their garbage. It is just fascinating that the bulk of Ghazala Hashmi's money, I think we're going to find, has come from those New York radicals, California radicals, and money that's been, quite frankly, laundered through the different Democrat organizations in D.C. And that should make everybody really uncomfortable in Richmond, Virginia, really and truly.
Absolutely. Well, John, let me ask you, here we are, we're a couple of hours away from election getting underway, the election day, rather, getting underway tomorrow. A few hours after that, obviously, we're going to know which way this whole thing goes. You know which way I'm pulling and have since day one. I am
thank
looking
you.
Forward to having you as my lieutenant governor. I miss you as a co-worker. I'm blessed to still have you as a friend, and I think all of my beloved Commonwealth would be blessed to have you as our lieutenant governor.
Well, I promise I'm going to work hard and run through the tape. And, you know, it's been 9 months. It's been a privilege and a blessing to be able to travel the state and see so many great people and meet new people and share what I hope will be a vision that everybody can agree on, that we get this economy roaring so there's peace and prosperity and happiness for you, no matter what your color is, no matter what your religion is, no matter what your sexual orientation is, you can live and be happy in Virginia. That's what I'd like to help achieve. And I don't think the Democrats can claim the same thing. And that's why I'm hoping all of the folks who listen to our programs will turn out, because we can save the state from the socialist takeover if we act tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I would be remiss if I did not wish you a day late, but a very happy WRVA day.
Did you see the video that we did last night?
I did. I loved it. This is such a unique place. You know this. I mean, you were fortunate enough to grow up with WRVA, and those of us who have been fortunate enough to work here at some point in some capacity, we're caretakers of a very, very meaningful, historic institution.
Isn't it great? We went over, producer Dan, you know, formerly of the morning show when I was on it, joined me a little before 9 last night at the Edgewater Tobacco Factory, which is now, I think, condos and offices. It's kind of interesting.
Sounds
the building
about
is still
right.
There.
Yep.
But,
yep.
But it was... it was so cool to think 100 years ago, last night at 9 p.m. was the first broadcast of WRVA. And, you know, I've been looking forward to this anniversary for years. And I'm so this morning when I was listening to Rich on the morning show, I heard some of the old jingles for WRVA that I remember as a kid. And yeah. It just brought back great memories of what this legendary radio station has meant, not just for Richmond, but for the whole state. And oddly enough, people around the world who could hear that 50,000 watt AM signal to Canada and in the Caribbean and out to Ohio.
Yep.
It's great, great stories, and I'm excited that you all are going to be telling them in the coming year.
Absolutely. Well, John, I appreciate you being here, my friend. We will certainly check in tomorrow. Heidi and I very, very, very happy and proud to cast our ballots for you. And
thank you.
You give our best to everybody, and we will talk soon. That is John Reed. And John, simply put, one of the best men that I know, a fine person, said, I'm giving up everything career-wise, professionally anyway, to go and try and save my Commonwealth from this attack from the leftists. And tomorrow, not quite this time, but tomorrow evening, we'll know if he has been successful in that regard. And there you have it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.